Being haunted by a ghost.
Unexplained mysteries to license.
Mysterious.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Unexplained phenomena.
I said a boom, chicken boom.
Boom.
Strange lights in the sky over Houston.
Bigfoot, it turns out, is real, according to one group of researchers.
Weird, wild stuff.
Mysterious.
What's up, everybody? We're Mysterious Boom. We're ghost hunters. We're paranormal investigators. We come out here every few months and do this show, kind of let people come up and tell ghost stories and stuff like this. I know there's like a lot of stories in this area of Seabrook, particularly, especially here at Midnight Slice, about them having activity in the past and stuff. Whether you're skeptical or believe in this kind of stuff, our show kind of goes for both people. So we all have our own, what's the, skepticisms?
Yeah. I don't believe in none of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for flat Earth. The Earth is flat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the Earth is flat.
We already started that. Oh, boy.
Just hold it if you have to.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So,
long as I got an open hand.
Yeah, we got a guest.
Special
tonight.
Guest tonight.
Hello.
Please don't burn the haunted items with your cigarettes.
This is Cigarettes the Clown. If you listen to our show at mysteriousboom.com or check us out on Facebook/groups/ Mysterious Boom. You'll hear about cigarettes and his adventure.
Anti-adventures.
Anti-adventures.
See that new movie that just came out?
But what movie?
You haven't seen it yet?
Seen what yet?
You haven't seen it?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
You're scaring me.
I am. Is that one of your old buddies from back in the day?
Pennywise, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We all
used to play ska together.
Yeah. That unfortunately that ended, but we still talk.
Yeah.
Did you say ska? Like music? Ska music?
Yeah.
Huke is there's
that's what clowns listen to.
All right. Huke is more scared of the balloon in that movie than he is of the clown.
I am. Actually, I think I mentioned that the other night.
Of all the things that we interact with, Huke is afraid of balloons, which is we've gotten to the core of it. That's actually a real phobia. What's it called?
Globophobia.
Globophobia.
It's real. It's not.
Is that why you think the Earth's flat, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Afraid of globes.
Because I don't want the Earth to just be a giant balloon, because then that would frighten me. So, yeah, it's better if it's just flat.
But so deflated Earth off the table, right?
Deflated Earth is a flat Earth. It's the same thing.
I thought it was slowly deflating.
It used to be round, but then it got deflated. Now it's flat.
Oh, okay.
Why is
so
it
we
so,
skipped that process.
I don't know why
I'm
it's
sorry.
such a hard concept
oh,
to understand.
I understand completely now. I get
okay.
it.
Does anybody here, show of hands, anybody think that the Earth is flat?
No.
See? We came to the right place then.
If you go down the road, there's this place called NASA, I think. You ever heard of it? They will tell you that it's not round, or that it's not flat, but I don't know.
What do they know?
They always look up and left when they say it.
Oh my goodness.
Their voice cracks. Voice went up.
They scratched their face.
Yeah, so we're here at Midnight Slice, which is listed on the haunted tours, from what I understand.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, see? She says it is. And there's a pirate guy that was around this area. Gene Lafitte. He's a famous pirate.
Like Jack Sparrow?
Oh boy.
I know him.
Yeah.
You know him personally.
Oh boy.
He's not that famous, I guess. Close enough.
He's famous for a pirate.
Quit looking at me.
So, I can't
he
help
He keeps
it.
Looking at
I
me.
I can't help it.
I didn't come here to get stared at.
What were we talking about? We were talking about how ICP and St. Clown Posse is going to do a concert in the next couple of days on the 11th. Are you going to be at that?
No.
Yeah.
My son will.
No, boy.
We kind of did a little bit of work with the Juggalos, too. It's a coincidence that we crossed paths with cigarettes later down the road.
Right.
He said he used to manage the ICP.
Yeah. Work at Juggalo doesn't go in the same sentence.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wait.
Ask my son.
Oh, boy.
What were you saying in the car was the hierarchy of clowndom?
Yeah.
How's that work? Who's at the top of clowndom?
Pinkelwitz. The great Pinkelwitz.
Pagliacci.
Pagliacci, Pagli- whatever.
That's what y'all called him.
Yeah. And then there's me.
Yeah.
Cigarettes the clown. Uh-huh. That's me. And then there's mimes. They're hybrid clowns, yeah. And then there's juggalos. They go at the bottom.
At least the mimes are over the juggalos. That's good.
Yeah. Only because they're not as loud.
Oh, boy.
The juggalos could take a note from the mime's book and maybe just shut up every once in a while.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No.
Uh-oh.
I can say that. I'm a juggalo.
Oh.
Well.
Shut up.
No. Is this going to be some infighting over here?
Yeah. No. Do we need to separate you two?
No, I'm past that.
Okay.
How do you feel sitting in front or, I mean, behind a couple of alleged haunted items there?
This one's cute.
Yeah.
What's this one's name?
His name is Shannon, or its name is Shannon.
Yeah.
We're not assuming the haunted doll's
is that
gender.
Another clown joke?
Yeah. It.
Are you touching it inappropriately?
Its name is Shannon.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we got some items.
I couldn't tell from here.
We got some items laid out. We've started what we're calling the Mysterious Boom Collection of Oddities.
Right.
And people have given us different items over the past couple of years, and we've acquired a couple of items. Shannon, that we're talking about here, we bought him off of eBay for how much was he? Like $6 or $12?
They didn't make any money.
It was close to $20.
You can't really put a price on hard paranormal evidence.
No, you can't. Not at all. Not in this day and age.
So we bought Shannon. He was sold as is, haunted, supposedly. He's even got a Halloween tag on him. That's great, too.
Yeah.
Still got the tag on him. But we got a few more items. We've got a special item in the van we still need to pull out, I think.
It's here. It's right
here. Behind him.
It's
cigarettes. You're sandwiched in between haunted items.
This item behind us.
I'm used to it.
And the most notorious item that we have of hauntings is right behind cigarettes there. It's a Santa Fe mirror. It's covered in a black tarp because we don't want to unleash its evil just yet.
The last time we were here at Mysterious Boom, the gentleman that gave us the Santa Fe mirror came out, and we got to talk about it a little bit more and interact with the mirror with him.
He was still scared of it.
He's still really afraid of it. There's like a whole catalog of stuff on our YouTube and on our Facebook and just the past episodes about the Santa Fe mirror. It's been like over a year and a half that we've been handling that, huh?
Actually, it's coming up on... Is it coming out on 2 years that we've had the mirror?
The gentleman was from out here in Santa Fe, Texas, and he... had this mirror in his shed in the backyard and said that they were having
shadow
figures in their house and waking up having like high anxiety and just like a lot of negative energy in their house. And their family kept tracking it back to this mirror. Said that when he went out there the first time to check or to look at it, that it was uncovered, right? The mirror
had been covered for a long time. And then it was uncovered.
There's been a couple of times at y'all's house since we've had the mirror where it came uncovered too.
Yeah. But that might have been a cat.
We've tracked it down to like a few different facts about the mirror or whatever. Supposedly it belonged to a relative of his ex-girlfriend,
right.
And it had been passed down through generations, and the gentleman who owned the mirror originally is the spirit that they believe is intact, trapped inside the mirror.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. And they say he was a bad dude.
Yeah. Well, he was a bad dude in real life, whether he's in the mirror as a bad dude or not.
Now, when we took the mirror from Chris and them, all the activity stopped at their house, and everything's been fine ever since. He's been super happy and grateful that we took the mirror. But since we've had it, not much. Like I said, it's come uncovered a couple of times.
Right.
We got a really weird picture the last time
we were here
with Chris.
That is true.
Chris was looking in the mirror, and we took a picture from behind him into the mirror. And in the image, like, his face is totally distorted, spun around. And it's like cameras. We don't really believe in camera evidence either because so much of that is just, like, could be just a fluke or could be doctored and stuff. But, I mean, we took this picture.
Karen took it.
Yeah.
Karen, who's
live, and she looked at it, and she showed us right
as
then and
she
there.
Took it. Yeah, and it, we saw it. It was it, everything else in the picture was in focus, but this guy's face, the guy who had owned the mirror for all that time, first time he'd seen it in over a year, and his face was all distorted in the picture inside the mirror. So that's kind of crazy. It was
right.
Right, because his image could be seen from outside the mirror, which was completely fine.
It's fun to approach this stuff with like an open mind, because whenever we were first interacting with the mirror too, we took video. We did a live stream of it where we talked to it. We kind of tried to stir up some activity in it or whatever. And what we found later was that like in one of the images, one of the pictures or stills from the video, seemed like you could see a face, like a foggy face in the whole mirror. It was a barely like a thing. And it's like your mind plays tricks on you, kind of puts images into your head and stuff. Maybe that's my rationality on it. But we saw a face.
Right.
And then whenever they saw the face, we showed Chris and his mom.
Right. They threw a name on it real quick.
They knew exactly who it was. And it was hesitating. The dude who owned the mirror.
So, right. Yeah. It's strange. It really is.
But that's probably our MVP of the collection of oddities is the Santa Fe mirror. This thing is intriguing to me. What happened with this?
This thing. This thing was found in our backyard. It's heavy. Like it looks like, I don't know. There was a tree that had fallen, and this was
a huge
in
tree.
The hole that the tree roots
uprooted.
Had been in.
Right.
So this was like, I guess, underneath tree roots or something.
Right, and it was a huge oak tree. I mean, it would have taken three people to put your arms around. It was really big.
You could do some damage with this thing. It's really heavy. And
we have no clue.
It's all bent up though. Tree roots. So we really don't know the history of it, except for like why is it.
We're trying to look and see what it could have been made out of. It looks like it could have been made out of a fire poker, maybe, but this ball on the end of it is what's weird. Like that doesn't look like a fire poker.
It's very heavy.
It looks like you want to injure somebody with it.
Yeah. Not necessarily paranormal, but just weird. We found this old man-made axe underneath an old oak tree.
Yeah, it's mysterious. Boom. We're not just talking about.
Yeah, we talk about UFOs and Bigfoot.
Yes.
We talk about Flat Earth. What else have we been talking about lately? We got into some cults.
Oh, the Tulpas.
The Tulpas.
Yeah, that was the new one.
Tulpa, that was an interesting episode. We actually had a guy that had experience with that or whatever. Creating a Tulpa is like a paranormal phenomenon where people create alternate personality for themselves. You start... It's like making yourself split personality is kind of what it is. You make an alternate personality for yourself, and you give your subconscious so many characteristics that you start to interact with it and give it its own voice. And your subconscious becomes like another person living inside you that you can feed off of and get confidence from and like act through and things like this. It sounded really crazy.
Basically, I've never even heard of this until like a couple weeks ago.
Sound like some Tumblr stuff to me.
Yeah. Well, we're on the Discord server for Paranormal, the official Paranormal Discord server. We're part of that. And this guy comes on and he says that he actually thinks he recorded his Tulpa, which is a... Other people were saying it was impossible because it's your own creation within your head. So if you created this Tulpa, nobody else could see it or hear it or whatever. But he said he recorded it. So I don't know.
Like audio, video?
Audio.
Huh.
I think it was a daemon.
Oh, boy.
Our general rule of thumb, if we can't figure something out, we just slap demon on it.
Demon.
And then close the book.
Yeah.
Or say, yep, it's a demon.
I mean, hey, I you know, that's they're bad things that go on, man. It's got to be demons. I don't think people become ghosts.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at this moment. I could be swayed.
Oh my gosh. Did y'all feel that?
A demon threw an acorn.
It's an more acorn. Than one.
I didn't like
it hit
that.
My hand.
All right, you got to watch.
When you become a paranormal investigator, every little thing that happens starts to become evidence.
Every little thing they do is magic.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that spinach dip.
Does this need to go? Add this to the collection. The acorn.
That hit me.
This is a cool artifact. This is an item that we got. We call it the Infinity Ball, because as you can see, it has a symbol for infinity on it.
Right.
Right.
And you can ask it questions, and it'll give you a vague answer.
Does anybody have a question they would like the ball to answer.
Consult the magic infinity ball.
Come on, somebody.
Trademark, copyright, Mysterious Boom 2017.
Is Shannon actually haunted? Is Shannon haunted? Ask the infinity ball.
Ask the infinity ball.
Oh, that's the honors.
Let's flip it over. Wait, are you supposed to shake it like that?
You're supposed to ask it.
You're going to piss it off.
He asked it. As I see it, yes.
Oh.
The great infinity ball has spoken.
That's it. It's official. Wait, ask it, is Shannon a boy?
I don't think it's got to be a yes or no, right?
Yeah, it's got to be yes or no. So is Shannon a boy?
Shannon a boy. It is certain.
Oh, okay.
Hang
okay.
on. I always wanted to do this.
So Shannon is haunted and Shannon is a boy.
Always wanted to do this. Hufflepuff!
Oh, boy.
Wait, what does that mean? What just happened?
That's stupid.
Is that a cartoon?
Is that a cartoon?
Oh, boy. Okay. He doesn't know. Harry Potter.
Harry,
is that okay. Harold Potter movie?
Harold
What's
Potter.
Up with the rhino?
The rhino is another strange artifact. We do not know its origins. It was a...
Africa.
It's made out of leather. And
what?
You can well, you can pick it up. Like, actually pick it up and take a look.
Smell
it. It's from, like, the 30s or something.
It's made of real rhino leather?
I don't know
I don't
if it's
think
real
it's
rhino leather,
leather,
but it is from the 1930s. It's circa 1930s, and it's covered in leather. You can see that it's drying out.
We told people that they can give us haunted items and just like drop them off on our doorstep.
This
and
thing's
stuff.
Haunted?
You
just found this on your doorstep?
In reputation, it's haunted.
It could
be. I can't disclose where it may have come from to protect the innocent.
So we invited people to bring anything. We're always inviting people. We're not going to buy any more stuff off of eBay because that gets expensive. So... if anybody has anything that's haunted that you don't want anymore, we'd be happy to take it off your hands for you.
You can give us your haunted items because, like I've said before, I'm a paranormal black hole. Nothing ever happens around me like that. So.
Yeah. If your house is haunted, we'll go. Huke will stand in there for 10 minutes and negative
maybe
negative
15.
Energy.
Maybe 15.
Yeah.
It'll be gone. Well, last weekend we went to Monster House.
Right.
And nothing happened. I think I black holed the place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I cleansed it
like a scary sponge.
Yes, a sponge that takes up. Hey, if anybody has any kind of tales they would like to weave, we have another microphone over here. So if you have some kind of something in Seabrook or something in your life or something that happened when you were 6 year old that you want to share, we have an open mic for such things and buy the haunted items. Be careful. Oh, and then we have a Satan's sphere over there.
Oh, yes.
Are you scared to pick it up?
Well, can you pick up Satan's?
Shannon seems to be propped.
Shannon's propped up on Satan's. That there is a Satan's sphere. That came from the woods over in the other side of town, Houston. That place, Houston.
Yeah.
What is it? The woods? Off Patterson Road.
Patterson Road, yeah.
That's a place where you can go, and if you park by this bridge, there's like... things that are supposed to knock on your windows and whatnot. So we thought it was a good idea.
Oh boy.
We thought it was a good idea one night in May to go in the dark into the woods for 45 minutes round trip. No, 45 right. minutes one way yeah. into the woods looking for the upside down cross that's
y'all
that you can
like
see
the
on Google Maps.
Ruined foundations of like a neighborhood that used to be there.
Right. We found a bunch of like concrete foundations and everything.
Maybe a neighborhood that never got built, maybe.
I don't know. It was weird.
And there was not one snake or spider out there, right?
There was I heard there was a lot of barking spiders out there.
There were barking spiders out there, making all kinds of racket.
Those bite.
Not familiar with that genus.
You have to ask your friend Kel about that.
Oh, boy.
I'll call him. Maybe.
So,
can we bring up cigarettes, Mike?
Is that what?
Can we bring his mic up?
Cigarettes needs more juice.
Check your mics.
A little more juice. There we go.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
The voice of an angel.
Are you ready to rock?
So, yeah, we found barking spiders and a bunch of poisonous snakes, and we didn't stay too long. We got to the area. We were going to hang out in the area. We were going to break out meters and stuff. We got meters somewhere around here. Where's our ghost-finding meter stuff?
We should have
the snakes... detoured us because they were diamond-headed things and poisonous kind.
I can do it.
Yeah, we're not afraid of not real stuff, but very real poisonous stuff scares us.
Yeah, snakes and there were balloons out in the woods. Believe it or not,
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how that happened or why that happened, but
what scared you more?
I'd have to say the snakes. They were very deadly looking snakes.
I hear the balloon was caught on a tree, so he knew where it was.
There was multiple balloons. But they were the metal balloons. They were like them aluminum balloons, so they don't scare me as bad as like what do you call them? Latex balloons. Those balloons are the ones that frighten me.
So this is some of our equipment.
People might think I'm joking, but it's not.
We got a lot of different readers, and we got different recording devices that we can get audio and video and stuff with. This is, what is this one called?
That is a just an old-fashioned ghost meter.
Old-fashioned ghost meter. And this will beep whenever it gets around a ghost. This thing went off here at Mysterious Boom, not the last time we were here, but the time before. I always do that when we're here. Slice. I always call Midnight Slice Mysterious
Boom.
There
we go.
Last time we were here at Midnight Slice, we got some readings inside, and we were on this kick where we were searching for portals, interdimensional portals.
Right.
And we think we found one here.
Right inside
there. It was closed the last time we were here, but there was like an isolated area inside the restaurant where it wasn't the whole area. It was just floating in the middle of the room. You would get a reading right in the middle of the room. And we checked all the electronics. You always want to like use these to check like the wiring in the area and stuff like this. And we couldn't really like focus it in on anything except for that one area that was floating over the table inside. So that was pretty crazy.
There was no electronics there.
We've talked every time we've been here about the stuff y'all have seen and stuff. They've said that you've seen like the oven turn and stuff. I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
Yeah, the alarm's going off by itself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Alarm's going off by itself, she says. No outside interference.
What was the gentleman's name that... You said you spoke to when you were starting?
Curly.
Curly, yeah. So that she spoke to a man out here when they were starting the place up and hung out for a while and said his name was Curly and that he'd been out here for years and kind of welcomed you or whatever and then walked off. And then you talked to somebody like a week later and they said that they knew who you were talking about but that he had been dead for years and something.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Maybe he came from the portal.
Maybe he was just some funny, trolly old man that was like, I'm Curly. He's like Curly's brother. Right. That's interesting.
That's a good thing to do. Maybe just become like a historian of a place and then just go around pretending to be like...
Oh, boy.
A ghost.
Yeah, pretending. Remember we had that article...
He's going around pretending to be a clown.
We had that article last week or something we saw. Oh, Shannon's face first. What's going on?
Oh, no.
He's going to haunt you if you keep letting him fall on his face.
Hey, don't touch my cigarettes.
We know it's a he, and we know he's haunted now because of the Infinity Ball. Yeah, there was a guy going around in the cemetery. We saw an article about it. It's a real-life article. And he was going around pretending to be a ghost, and he got arrested.
Is that illegal?
Yeah. I think it's illegal to pretend to be ghosts and to pretend to be like clowns and stuff like that nowadays.
Should be illegal to pretend to be a clown.
Whatever you're a real clown, so that doesn't... You're okay.
I think we talked about that, not the last time, but the time before. There was that epidemic of like clowns in the woods going around.
Yeah.
Remember all these guys dressing up as clowns?
Yeah,
I couldn't leave
the
house.
They're selling all those costumes at all the Halloween stores right now, too.
Like, that was last
year.
Do
it again.
This year, year it's okay. Now that the movie's out.
Yeah. Did you have anything to do with that?
No. I couldn't leave the house.
He lost a lot of money. A
lot of hostility.
Yeah.
He had to have a lot
of... Your people have it rough.
Yeah.
Did you go to college for that?
Yeah.
Clown college. Harvard does a clown degree.
Oh, so you went Ivy League.
A PhD in clowning.
What size shoe do you wear?
Oh, my gosh. Like, you're smoked.
13 and a half.
All up in my face.
It's a very modest shoe
size.
That's
kind of a normal.
That's kind of a normal.
I look at it as an advantage.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I'm walking.
You don't want to be that stereotypical, like, hey, no. Got a big feet.
No.
I always imagine that clowns have normal size feet, but really big toes.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, have you seen your clown friend's feet without their big shoes on and...
No, that's a faux pas.
You can't do that.
If you ever see a clown's feet, that you'll die right.
Oh, like they're bare.
That's the
feet,
last
right?
thing you'll ever see.
That should be
very true.
That should be a movie. I'd watch that movie.
I wore open-toed sandals today. Don't look.
Oh my goodness!
Like a clown just wants to be like a killer, so he just like takes off his shoes and then that's it. He goes to the circus and then it's all over.
Oh God, the humanity!
He flattened the earth with his big feet. That's why it's that way.
Clouds are just bald Bigfoots with makeup on.
Oh.
There comes a point in a Bigfoot's life where it starts losing all its hair. You got to become a clown.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a transition.
You start to shrink and stuff all together?
Yeah.
You're still pretty not short, so.
I'm a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
The cigarette stunted my growth, but I'm a Bigfoot.
I've heard that about coffee, too. Do you drink coffee?
All day. Okay. It's all I drink.
That's the problem.
That's where I get my water from, is the coffee.
Christy used to drink a lot of coffee. I mean, the evidence is here. Mystery solved. Coffee does stunt your growth.
It does. I agree.
You're not up close to the microphone?
Oh, it does. I agree. It's too far away.
Hold it like this.
Oh, I don't know. Makes it
weird. I guess there's no better time.
No better.
Than the present to tell y'all what I found this morning when I woke up.
Yeah. Ooh.
I got a knock at my door. I went to the door. Uh-huh. There was no one there.
No one.
Okay.
But when I looked down on the doorstep.
Yeah.
I found.
You found. Wait, did he? Hold on.
Uh-oh.
What did he find?
Did something.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What is this?
What is that?
Special delivery.
Oh my gosh, it's back.
Our old Ouija board that we lost.
Wait, is that the one?
Get out of here. Is that seriously the same one?
I found it. I washed it off a little. It had a lot of dirt caked on it. And, somebody left it on my doorstep this morning.
Gosh. Uh-huh.
Look at Christy. She's freaking out.
It's by me. Why does it have to be by me?
About a year
ask
and a half.
Ask it.
Year and a half ago. We lost our Ouija board. At a show, and the evil has been unleashed on us ever since we lost it. We didn't dispose of it properly, and it was my responsibility. But now we got it back, and now Christy can finally interact with the Ouija board like she's always wanted to.
Look at her, man. She's really afraid of this.
I got beer juice on it.
I'm not afraid of it. I just don't want to touch it.
How about if we get the Bible and put it on there? Would that make you feel? Oh.
What are you doing?
The planchette. Oh, use goodness. The planchette as a poster.
You just got beer juice on
it. Hey,
the
these things are expensive.
Ouija board.
It's a good thing you only had to buy it once.
Props to the guy that invented this thing, all right? Yeah. Milton Bradley, right?
Is that two people? I've always thought that was two people.
Let's lean the Ouija board up against the Bible real quick.
Oh.
Maybe that's not a good idea.
Oh, my goodness.
The Bible refused it.
Anyways, this is such a scam, dude.
That?
Yeah.
This thing, you think? Remember how mean I was to this thing?
You were. He was mean to it.
I elbow dropped this thing. I beat it up. I took it into a haunted house one time. I used to be the ghost bully. And my approach was I would go into a haunted place and start screaming and hollering at the ghost and tell him to come out and fight me one-on-one.
There's videos
of it. So I'd take the Ouija board and I'd throw it down.
I said, come fight me.
Yeah.
Sounds like a terrible
I slept
idea.
In the haunted house one night with the Ouija board like a teddy bear. I slept with it like on my chest and like talking to the ghost. So everybody else was trying to sleep. I'm like still talking to it. I'm like, come on.
Foaming at the mouth.
Come on. Ghost. So a lot of people in the paranormal realm do not appreciate how disrespectful I've been of the Ouija board.
Even
some people
wrestlers.
Really believe in this stuff.
He stopped. That was his
There's
past.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just I feel like...
Oh, I thought you were about to do it, Christine. I thought you were about to...
Go ahead, touch the plane shot.
No.
No.
Ball with the ball. Bang, the bang.
Throat singing.
Yes, Mongolian throat singing.
There's felt pads on the back, on the bottoms of these feet.
Yeah. Those are haunted pads.
Oh, boy.
Is that what makes it? Maybe?
Yeah.
Ghost felt.
It says Ouija, registered U.S. Patent Office. William Fold. William Fudd? Fold? F-U-L-D.
Fold.
Message indicator.
Fold you.
They call this a message indicator. It's not a...
We have a catch-22 because Christy doesn't believe in this.
Yeah.
But she's so afraid of it...
She is.
...that we think she gives power to it. Look, it beeped a little.
Man's greatest fear is the unknown.
That's what it was. You touched it.
Let's just try it real quick, okay?
No, no.
You're moving it. That's you.
Who are we speaking to right now?
Corey Feldman.
T.
T.
O.
O.
M.
M. Tom.
P. Sorry, bad taste. Tom Petty, man, come on.
Oh,
rest
no.
in peace, Tom Petty. He would not be talking to us through a Ouija board.
That's too soon, I think, Kevin.
He'd be like, that shit's fake, y'all.
Let's see if it's fake. I'm going to touch the Ouija board.
Christy, let's get all...
I'm going to touch the Ouija board to the mail meter and see what happens.
Yeah.
Nothing. Look, nothing happens,
yeah,
Christy.
Yeah, fine.
Let's you touch, have to channel the spirit into the Ouija board.
Nothing. Did I get demonic possession? Whoa.
No, oh, you're haunted.
I did it.
Oh, boy. Happens every time.
I like the way Ouija boards look. We talked about this before too. Like, I really like how they look.
The aesthetic. Star Wars.
The aesthetic.
Yeah,
aesthetic. Did you just say aesthetic?
Aesthetics. Aesthetics. It's like a, sounds like a workout.
Somebody, yeah. Somebody needs to take a picture of Christy at this moment right now, please.
Why are you so mean to me?
No, look, but look, no, look at the
no
artwork
flashes.
On it.
It scares the ghosts.
It's nice artwork, isn't it? I mean,
is it going off?
Actually, the thing is beeping now.
It's beeping on her now.
Okay.
Christy's haunted. Ah!
Put it down.
Here.
There you go.
Put it on the ground.
put
it under your feet.
She did that at that show at the, what's that place?
We're still getting a reading here.
Okay, this doesn't happen. This is weird.
Yeah, this machine is usually, like, quiet.
Kevin,
yeah.
You brought the devil to the Midnight Slice.
Maybe he's cool. That's Cigarette's friend.
Maybe it's the Satan sphere.
We should ask the Infinity Ball how we should handle this.
I say we stack all this haunted crap on that mirror and burn it right now.
We've been told not to do such by
you're
people
not supposed to, and that's
way smarter than us.
With this, that's why we were so worried about the Ouija board when I lost it, because we felt like some poor soul might have found. Obviously,
how do
they
we know
did.
They? How do we?
Somebody found.
We
it.
Don't know where this thing's been. We don't know what's been happening with this thing.
Yeah,
this is real. Okay, I gotta post this to the group.
It's been all over the country, all 50 states.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's got stickers all over the back of it.
Okay, so we don't know where this thing's been. It's been missing for over a year. It could wait, hold on a second.
What's it smell like?
Don't Amish people go away for a year? Yeah, see, he knows what I'm talking about. Is
Ouija
it, is
board's
it,
Amish.
Is our Ouija board Amish.
Yeah.
It has no electricity.
Oh
I mean,
gosh.
I don't think it's a bad assessment. So
this is for Christy. I wanted to just bring this. She can have this. You can take this back with you. Oh, my gosh.
What just happened?
It's falling out of the tree.
Wait, did you see what letter it fell on?
Oh,
what if the tree here is haunted and it's dropping acorns on certain letters? And you're just throwing acorns away and we're not getting the message. Come on.
This case right here?
It's the same thing that's in the briefcase on Pulp Fiction.
Oh. Was that a Ouija board?
Trick question?
It was a Ouija board. That's what was in it.
Oh my gosh. What's this that's in the what do you call this again, Hugh?
That is
you can come look at it if you want to, bro.
That is Lila's necklace. She was a Veywolf. She was a hybrid vampire werewolf. And that was her necklace.
Supposedly wearing this necklace will give you that
for
the
30
power
days
of the vampire and the werewolf.
Yeah. If you wear it for 30 days, it says that your soul will merge.
Oh dude, not cool.
What just happened?
Oh no.
Oh my gosh, Satan's sphere has escaped.
Oh, and he touched it.
Oh, Satan's sphere. Did he play tennis by any chance?
I don't know, but
it sir. Gives you kidney
guys,
stones.
Guys, this might be the
oh my goodness. It gives you
it's
kidney
elusive.
Stones
it got me.
If you touch
it's got
it.
Me.
So, be prepared.
This might be our last episode because
This
hold
is
on, hold
gone.
On. I'll crawl around on the ground like I always
off
do.
Off the rails.
Oh boy.
It's,
I'll just put my foot on it.
I would not touch it.
Christy, touch it.
I seen the
it's
kidney
important
stone.
To respect,
no, thank you.
Haunted items.
Christy believes that Satan's spirit gave me a kidney stone. If that's true, then
we're all in trouble.
This is like a ping pong ball or something, dude. Come on. It's not a ping pong ball. It's like one of
a naked tennis ball?
It's an old faded clown nose.
An old faded. Oh, my gosh. That's why there was balloons in that forest. Yeah. Okay.
I told you before, Hugh, the forest manifested your greatest fears. That's why there were balloons and snakes.
Christy is legitimately not having a good time at this moment.
This is like Monopoly. This is...
Except nobody wins.
Look at how much stuff is on. Look at all this small print on the bottom. Hasbro, its logo, Ouija, and Mystifying Oracle are registered trademarks of Hasbro, Inc.
Hasbro.
This thing is real haunted, y'all. No. Then it's a window. You need. Why would you need this to talk to a ghost?
Yeah, why?
Why would you need this? Ghost can only spell. We can. All
that's
can
a good question because, okay. Okay, how about this? Okay, this Ouija board.
Yeah.
You're
I'd rather just play Monopoly with a ghost.
You're pushing a gimmick around and talking to a spirit. Okay. Last weekend, I was in another. It was an old hotel that was supposed to be haunted, right? They had these spirit boxes, which are like radios that go like. They broke the scanner thing so that it just cycles through all these channels, right? And you ask it questions, and supposedly you can hear voices talking to you. So what's the difference between that and that? If you're asking the questions and that answers, if you're asking the radio question, would you ask the radio questions?
I haven't.
Okay, what about when we're in the room where the guy died in the bed?
Mm-hmm.
He drank himself to death.
Right.
And you were asking that question. You were asking the bed questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was.
So what's the difference?
The difference is I'm asking into the air. I'm not putting my energy on something and therefore making a conduit where if something's there, it could be attached to me.
I put my energy onto it all the time, dog. I put the bionic elbow on that sucker.
You just got it back today.
He's talking about it in the past. Maybe that's why it ran away for a year.
Yeah, because I was so mean to it.
It was sick of the abuse. That's what it is. It's back for more.
Yeah.
So, okay, so if we take this, the messenger thing off, take the messenger thing off of it.
Okay. The planchette.
Right.
Right.
Oculus
by WWE Studios, right? wasn't that made by WWE?
Like the mirror?
We're big wrestling fans, too.
Had to bring wrestling into it every time.
Sorry. It really is made by WWE Studios, though. Anyways, yes.
I think, well, you talking about like that. This is, what do they call this again?
That's a planchette.
I've heard it called an Oculus as well.
Yeah. Oculus. Oh my Oculus.
That just like means eyes.
Patrick, right behind you. Right behind you. There's a tree with lights. Anyway. So, okay. So now that this is away from it.
Yeah.
Now.
Touch it.
Now will you touch that?
No. I will not.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you touch this by itself?
Nope. Why would you do that? No, thank you.
What if you turned it over?
This has been a long going struggle, and like you don't have to, but it's just we always get. This is such a what's the word?
Sore spot.
Touchy
subject.
It's not a touchy subject. I have no problem saying I don't want to touch it.
There's a word for like whenever it's polarizing. It's
polarizing.
This is so polarizing because like we believe in some stuff. We'll draw the line in the weirdest places because like you said, like your rationality for this doesn't apply to like if we were talking about something else, you would be. But for the most part, Christy's the safest one of all of them.
I don't want her to touch it.
Oh boy!
I feel like if that transmits demons into somebody, you would be the one. Like it would consume you.
No, I do think that way. I do that. I do think that this and this are just like board and plastic. But
until you start going,
if you think that it's going to cause something to happen, I think you could manifest something to happen with like demons and stuff.
See, that's why I won't touch it. Yeah. Because, like he said, if it's going to happen to anybody, it'd probably be
me. It's Christy, yeah.
That'd be my luck. I'm just saying.
Let's
not open that door.
Okay, check this out. We have our friends, the Paraholics, who unfortunately couldn't be here this evening.
I was excited to show them the Ouija, man. They would have loved this.
I know.
They would have popped.
They had a family emergency. So, okay, here's an example. Those guys are like me. I need a ghost to punch me in the face. That's what I need to happen.
We have a saying on the show that we don't believe it until we see the dead human evidence.
Right. We need dead human evidence.
Human evidence.
So this team went to an old hospital with another team that every time there's a noise, they're like, oh, it's a ghost. Oh, it's a ghost. Oh, it's a ghost. That other team in the same hospital, same night, they saw all kinds of stuff and they saw everything. And then the ones who are don't buy into it didn't catch nothing. So, but
what's that experiment? We were talking about it last week where they made a ghost.
The Philip experiment.
The Philip experiment. How'd that work?
It was a group of people that, like psychologists and stuff, they got together and they did an experiment called the Philip experiment where they created a backstory and all this stuff for a ghost. And they did this for a long while, and they said that they actually had stuff happen, like a table would like tip and stuff like that.
They're tripping, dude.
Yeah.
But they treated it like an actual experiment, though, because they did it in different environment. They did it with the lights on, and nothing happened.
Right, and nothing happened until they turn off the lights. So stuff started happening.
Here's some acid. Right. There's a ghost in here.
And then they turn off the lights, and then they set up the situation like a seance rather than a science thing, and then stuff started happening.
Seance versus science.
But what are they? I mean, I don't know. I think there is like demon stuff. I really do. So what if they were playing around and then like one of them, like a demon or something, pretends to be this Philip ghost that they're talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Because they opened the door.
Yeah, the portal. Like possibly. In Midnight Slice.
So what you're saying, it doesn't have to be the Ouija board. It could be anything.
Right.
You could use a Rubik's Cube.
Ooh.
Anything.
Sure, I guess so. If you
use the Rubik's Cube with the intention of contacting evil entities, it's still a no-no.
Right. Yeah. Did you do that, Christy?
No.
Yeah, can't play the
Rubik's
Cube.
What can we do?
I can't even solve one. I would.
Yeah. Why can't we? If you solve the Rubik's Cube, you've unlocked the key to, like,
you have opened the box.
Dimension 36, where all the bad things will come out.
I got on a Hellraiser kick. I know that's what I was doing just then. Have you watched all those, Hugh?
I've seen a few of them.
Man, talk about some awesome Halloween movies. Hellraiser?
Now, are those things demons?
Hell yeah, they are.
The Hellraiser things?
Super demons, yes.
Yeah.
Those things are scary.
They have a Rubik's Cube in Hellraiser.
The Cenobites.
Yeah. I read the book.
Really?
It's only one. I haven't read many books, but that was a book because it wasn't really like a big book. It was like a novella.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little small book.
Pictures in it and stuff.
Pictures and drawings and little pop-up pages. But it was decent. And then I remember watching the movie, and it was kind of similar, but the book was, I think, a little bit more intense.
Right.
I guess you could say. So, but yeah, so what is that? They had a...
Hellraiser was Eli Roth.
Clive Barker.
Clive Barker.
Clive Barker made that.
Who's Eli Roth? Okay. Yeah. Now, also a freaky movie.
Yeah, you like that one?
Hostel freaks me out, dude.
I liked Hostel too, but
I almost threw up
one.
After I watched Hostel.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I'm not
that eyeball gimmick at the end. Got me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it got me.
I haven't seen it in a very long time, so I don't remember. I guess it didn't stick with me. I liked Hostel too. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen them all, yeah.
How many are there?
There's three. Now.
There's three?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I haven't
Hostel
seen
Hostel 2 is pretty good because it's like a little bit more comedy, a little more tongue in cheek than the first one was.
Yeah.
And the dudes really get their comeuppance at the end of Hostel 2, too. I'm pretty sure the bad guy gets it at the end.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Now I'm never going to watch it. Come on.
You spoiled it. There's this thriller movie called High Tension that Christy really enjoys.
It's a horror movie. Do not let him fool you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He tells me, no. It's not a horror movie. It's a thriller.
A psychological.
It's a French movie. It's a romance.
It was very psychological.
It was a horror movie. That's the
very
first one
thrilling.
You ever tricked me into watching.
How many did I trick you into watching?
A bunch. More than one is too many. Well, one was too many anyway.
Did you ever get nightmares from watching all those horror movies?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I didn't. She did. I'll tell you why. Okay. And I didn't even trick her into doing this.
No, but it was still your fault.
I was in the bedroom. And we were watching. I was watching.
We. No, you.
I was watching House of a Thousand Corpses.
It was horrible.
And then Christy decides.
I wasn't in there because I don't watch horror
to
movies.
To come into the bedroom. I'm like, I'm watching this movie. I'm no, telling you.
No, you were asleep.
Well, how was you end up watching this movie then?
Because it was still on. And I went in there because you were asleep. And I was going to go ahead and go to bed, but then.
And then you watched the whole rest of the movie?
Well, there was this girl, and I. Look, I'm pulling for the girl to survive. I want her to be the survivor girl. And it drew me in, and I had to watch. It was horrible.
Did she survive?
No, and it was so sad because I was pulling for her.
Wasn't your buddy in that movie, Captain Spaulding?
One of your old buddies?
Yeah,
we went to Clown College. We went to Harvard together.
Oh, yeah?
So Christy,
Harvard Clown College?
Yeah.
Christy watches this movie. Or
just
a little,
part of it.
A little
just
piece.
The end
of this movie.
Yes.
And the next day, we're at church, right? And then she's like just sitting there, and she starts like just to cry. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, that movie.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, no.
It was horrible.
I was like, are
it
you serious
horrible.
Right now?
She this didn't make it
You're a bad husband.
I guess. We don't watch horror movies anymore.
No. Yeah.
We watch some stuff that's not really that bad. Like,
now, I know last year, you were all up into the Halloween spirit. And you usually are up into the Halloween spirit.
Yeah.
But this year, we're already over a week into October, and we've all kind of been like, man.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Is Halloween still cool?
I think it's the positivity pit.
Yeah.
That's the vibe going this year. So, and Halloween has a lot of not positive vibes going.
We were talking about boycotting Halloween this October and just doing Christmas twice.
Double Christmas.
Yeah.
Double
Christmas in October.
Has that gone over well? Have you set that
everybody
up?
Everybody in Bracer liked the idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have a Christmas party on the 31st.
That would be funny. We should. Do you want to do that, Christy?
Okay.
Go around, instead of going around trick-or-treating, go around singing Christmas carols?
Oh, no.
We could dress up like Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Like carolers. Be carolers for Halloween.
Be carolers for Halloween.
That's perfect.
Has nobody ever done this? Why have they
That's
not?
That's got to be a thing. Somebody
not?
Has to have done that.
Oh, come on.
Is this not the most genius
That's
thing?
A good idea, though.
That is a good idea.
It could be a group of carolers for Halloween.
We'll do like the nativity thing.
You'll be the lead singer.
Oh, we could do that, too.
Ding,
yeah, yeah.
Ding, ding, da da dum, ding,
yeah. I don't know the word set song.
I do pretty good cigarettes, I think.
That song's in Latin, I think.
Is it? Is that what that is?
I think that's Latin.
I thought I was just like, couldn't understand them.
Oh, boy.
Which is...
Same thing.
If it's in Latin. Is it in that pig Latin stuff, or is it just regular Latin?
Yeah, I only speak pig Latin.
Oh, no. How come the meter's not going off now? What's going on? What's different?
I don't know.
I stopped focusing on my energy into transmitting a demon into the boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll start again.
And we're talking about Christmas. Uh-oh. Kevin's
moving it.
The plan's
That's you.
Oh!
What was that?
I actually got scared.
This is what happened when he's messing around.
You're messing around with the Ouija board.
No. The demon.
Who threw this lighter?
You knocked it off with your arm.
Huh?
Oh, my gosh.
You just threw that lighter.
I just got bombarded by another acorn.
Who threw the lighter?
Nobody.
I think it was the acorns, dude, because I fell one and hit
was
me,
an
too.
Acorn? Okay.
But it didn't do it until you messed with the board.
Look, now the board's beeping again. Hey, I was touching it, and then something fell right on my hand, and now
cigarettes.
It's beeping, okay?
All your demons back. Hey, aren't we supposed to have breadsticks or something?
Like I said, I don't believe in this stuff, but I'm scared now.
Do you want them?
Huh?
You want them?
Do you want them now?
Yeah, it's up to you. You're hungry.
Well, this thing is, like, looking at me, and it's like...
Did y'all hear my actual scream of fear?
I did.
Heard two of those since we've been doing this. One during the mirror.
One during the mirror.
And if you watch, that was really a true scream of fear.
You have to watch the Santa Fe Mirror episode 5 on our video series.
I lose it.
You will hear the most genuine
man scream.
Every time he screams, it sounds like a guy who's like thinks he's about to fall off a cliff or about to get hit by a car.
I've got a very
genuine
scream.
Yeah.
People comment on it. They're like, man, that dude was like really scared.
Like, yep.
Reminds me of a baby.
We were in the dark. A loud noise happened as we were trying to conjure the spirit of the mirror. I mean, I would scream. Well, I didn't scream. I laugh. I have a nervous laugh when I get scared. So, yeah. No, it's kind of like, me and my sister both do the same thing.
Yes, she laughs.
She laughs.
Okay. Awesome.
We just got haunted breadsticks.
Thank you, ma'am.
She needs a, they need a, maybe you should have a haunted pizza.
Let me check. Nope.
No, it's good. All right.
It's good. We're not haunted.
We will not consume
we're
the spirits
spirit
of the dead.
Spirit free on the breadsticks.
You know who we're missing? We don't have our, we don't have our, one of our mascots, Jamin. He's not here tonight.
Yeah, I was wondering if Jamin would join us. He's probably in the interdimensional time capsule.
I think he was having a, I think he was having a rough day. He was posting pictures of Sid Vicious talking about his insanity.
Oh, no.
His own personal insanity. So I think, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe the meds haven't kicked in too good. But he was, in person, he wasn't so bad. Maybe he's out scouting Asian women for this movie that he's making.
Yeah.
I don't know. We saw Ditch Horse on the way up here, too. We thought about...
Yeah?
It would have been awesome if we could have brought him.
Yeah, what? Just strap him he's up like, and bring him on in, dude. Ride him into town.
Horse. What is a ditch horse?
Oh.
A ditch horse?
Cigarettes doesn't know.
It's a cryptid animal that lives by my house. It's a little miniature horse. And he's always in the ditch, which is, that's not a typical horse behavior to be in a ditch.
Yeah.
Would you agree? So, he's always in a ditch. He's always eating grass.
I'm always in a ditch or a gutter.
Grass from the ditch. Christy's sister actually got out and touched Ditch Horse, and she said it smelled unearthly.
Yes.
Like Ditch Horse, the cryptid, had a, maybe like a Bigfoot musk, I guess you could say.
You find some of the best stuff in ditches.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you kinds of good stuff. Clothes.
That lady we were talking about a couple weeks ago made that Bigfoot cologne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man,
like the essence of Bigfoot or whatever.
The Bigfoot.
Would attract a Bigfoot.
Attracting.
Bigfoot spray is what it was.
Bigfoot spray. Bigfoot juice.
We could make a ditch horse juice.
Ditch horse juice. We'd have to, like, pour water on ditch horse and then capture the runoff into a glass and be like.
Sounds disgusting.
I imagine it smelling like my apartment.
We could make a tea. You could,
this is
you
the
know,
longest we've ever had cigarettes on the show,
it is.
Too.
You know.
And in person.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go. Really.
Have we ever seen, I don't think we've ever seen cigarettes in person. It's funny, when Kel doesn't show up, these odd characters do.
They're afraid of it. He's the only thing I fear.
Well, one time we had the Hat Man show up.
Scared of Kel, also.
Kel was nowhere to be found. You think the Hat Man is scared of Kel?
Absolutely.
Oh. Who is the Hat Man?
Good question.
I never knew who the Hat Man was. I had a situation in my childhood where I think I may have seen the Hat Man, but it wasn't in the same situation as a Hat Man is supposed to be, what do you call it? Has anyone ever had sleep paralysis where you just kind of wake up and you can't? Well, they say that the Hat Man.
That's the Hat Man.
He's
the
They have Are you
different,
serious?
They have different versions of him.
I didn't know he was in town.
I had sleep paralysis probably a week ago.
Are you serious?
I had sleep paralysis on the couch in my living room. And I knew that I was half awake, half asleep. And I was like having nightmares while I was still awake on the couch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I had my eyes open. I could see the room. But I was like in that stage halfway between awake and asleep. And I would have like really long dreams in a short amount of time. And it was just weird, but all night I slept like that. But yeah, I've had like sleep paralysis. I've had like lucid dreams or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that's what we've always talked about when we talk about the Hat Man. It's like there's different versions of it, different stories, tellings of what the Hat Man is. A lot of people call it the old hag. And it's like a witch that sits on your chest when you're sleeping and gives you like this feeling of like pressure that like you can't breathe and she's screaming at you and stuff. And
so how do you know if it's the old hag or just like indigestion?
I guess it's like what it is like different nightmares that come with sleep paralysis, and for different people in different cultures they're like embodied in different ways, I guess. And I guess like the Hat Man is popular just because it's like a vague form or whatever. It's more like a shadow
form. Yeah, the Hat Man is supposed to be like maybe he's like one of the higher ups of the shadow people. Yeah. Shadow figures.
He's the boss.
Hat Man is your mind, dude. Hat Man is you.
I'm Hat Man?
Well, everyone. But it's you. Hat Man is your subconscious in your dream. Hat Man is you putting, when you dream, I love talking about this, when you dream everything in your dream is there for perspective. Like other people that you see in your dream, they're there so that you can view your environment and like build the environment of your dream. And so like if you have a dream, like I always have dreams where I'm in a store and there's like a cashier looking at me. And that cashier, like the way that I've come to learn or whatever is that it's there for perspective to the, you can see them there and you can tell where you are in relation to them or whatever, that you can see yourself through their eyes and different things like this. It's weird in dreams because this kind of jumps around a lot and it's hard to remember and stuff like this. But they say that everyone in your dream is just your subconscious. And I think that this Hat Man dude, like whenever I started doing lucid dreaming, I would have this sensation that somebody was standing in the doorway or somebody was coming into the room or whatever. And I would just like got to a point where I stopped being afraid of it. I stopped trying to like wake myself up out of it. And instead of being afraid of the dude, I just kind of went with it. And eventually it turned into where I could, he would go away. And then it would just be like, I would be able to go into like a window of my dream. As weird as that sounds, it's like when you get really good at lucid dreaming, you can see your dream over here, and then you can see the room that you're actually in, like your waking mind over here. And a lot of people use anchors, like the sound of a fan or static on the TV or just some kind of noise in the room, and then that anchors you to your waking world. And the trick is to like fall asleep, for your body to fall asleep, but your mind to stay awake.
Wait,
and okay. Yeah,
I try and focus on my own labored breathing. Usually works.
Do you have one of them CPAP machines?
Those cost money.
Oh, no. It's kind of hard when you wake up in a ditch to have one of those plug in. Right?
I might find one there one day. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you never know.
Ditches. Underwear.
Oh, boy.
So I don't really remember my dreams a lot. Do you, when you do this lucid dreaming business, do you remember them?
I've remembered some lucid dreams I've had. I've probably had like four that I count as like really lucid dreams or whatever. And then I've had other dreams where I had like moments of lucidity or whatever, where I could tell that I was in the dream or whatever. Usually it all falls apart once you realize that you're dreaming or whatever. but I had one where like I was flying, where I could like, I didn't actually fly, but I could like take my hands. Like I realized I was dreaming, and in my dream, I took my hands and put them in front of me, and I started like pushing down, and I could like feel the air underneath my hands, and I was pushing myself up off the ground. And I did that a few times.
We're doing push-ups.
But, like, from standing, you know, and I could, like, push myself up. And then I was able to, like, jump really high a couple of times or whatever. Other than that, I've had, like, one lucid dream where I had a nightmare. This is when I was younger. I don't know if I ever told you about the dream, but I was at a family reunion. It was before I wore glasses. And I was at this family reunion. All my family members were there. And suddenly, like, the dream goes dark, and it's, like, everything's dark, and there's, like, green light, and everybody, my family, turns into these kind of, like, mindless zombies, not, like, living dead zombies, but, like, mindless zombie-type people or whatever, and they all had, like, and, like, black eyes and that, like, death gasp or whatever they call that. And, yeah, and, like, so I'm running around freaking out because everybody in my family's turned into this crazy form. And I have an aunt who, she wore glasses at the time, and I run by and she's fine. And then her glasses fell off and she turned into one of the mindless zombie things too. So then I had these glasses, I took the glasses, and I'm running around in my family reunion putting the glasses on different people. And when I put the glasses on them, they could talk or whatever, and they would be fine. And they'd be like, what the hell's going on? You know, like, so I was like trying to fix it, like solve it. But I was young when I had that dream, but that was lucid dream because I was, like, in full control of what I was doing through it or whatever. I could, now, like, a good lucid dreamer can, like, change the dream and not do something like if, and nightmares are a good trigger because a nightmare is usually a dead giveaway that you're dreaming. If something really crazy happens, then you know it's a dream. Now, the trick then is to stay inside the dream at that point. You know what I mean?
Like, during the nightmare?
Well, yeah, to not get woken up by the realization that you're dreaming. Because you'll naturally, like, wake up whenever you realize you're dreaming or whatever.
Hmm.
You ever heard this crazy, like, that falling sensation you get when you fall asleep or whatever? Have you ever heard what that is?
No.
Like, you know, when you fall asleep and you, like, wake up, like, feel like you had, like, a falling dream or whatever? Like, they say that what that is you fall into such a deep sleep that your heart rate slows so much that your body thinks that you're dying.
Oh my gosh.
And so you get a shot of adrenaline to kickstart your heart back up. Right.
That feeling That feeling is not fun.
Yeah.
No. I hate when it happens, actually. I've had this thing, and I didn't know what it was until we started doing this podcast. But it's called exploding head syndrome.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah. And I had it happen this year. It only happens, like, maybe once or twice a year, but... I'll be like sleeping. Well,
yeah.
That's an odd way to describe it. What it really is like you'll be dead asleep, and all of a sudden it sounds like, and this is what it sounded like, and it happened to me a lot as a kid. Like somebody was just outside my bedroom window and just like shot off a shotgun, and when you wake up, it's such a like when you wake up, you can actually hear it still kind of echoing. And then when it happened when I was a kid, because it sounds so real. Like I got up and I went to my mom. And I'm like, what just happened? Was there a gunshot? What's going on? And they had no clue what I was talking about. But I mean, it's so loud. And then I'd get up and I'd be like on my floor, like trying to stay away from the windows and stuff because I thought some. And then. As it kept happening, I would realize, it was that situation again. And I didn't know what it was called. And then I would hear it was that situation. I realized it was that situation. So I, like, tried to hurry up and look out the window to see if maybe something was out there that maybe made a loud noise that just in my head seemed louder. But, there'd be nothing. And then when we started doing this podcast, we came across, and then it's called exploding head syndrome. And that's exactly what it is. Yeah, it is kind of, but I guess it makes sense because it sounds like there's an explosion.
And so that's kind of where our name comes from, too, the whole mysterious boom phenomenon. A lot of those could maybe be explained by exploding head syndrome.
You think so?
Just people hearing mysterious booms or whatever.
Yeah.
No, being woken up by them, not knowing what the hell it was.
True.
Mysterious boom is a phenomenon where people hear loud explosions but don't know what the hell caused it, and there's never any... like reason for the noise or whatever. Like when I lived in Crosby, Texas, there's constantly explosions all the time. There's like these loud booms that would go off in town. Yeah, no joke. And people would
that's why you never heard of people them. Would they comment, just packed up and left.
Yeah, people would comment on pages on Facebook and be like, what was that noise, what was that huge noise, and nobody would ever know what it was. A lot of people said that it was like rednecks shooting tannerite, like these explosive stuff to scare off hogs and stuff. Yeah. but yeah, mysterious booms are crazy. I've definitely heard, there's been several times where when I was living in Crosby where I heard them like while we were doing the show and stuff like that.
I remember he'd be like, oh my gosh, I heard a boom.
But you weren't asleep. And several people could hear these. I mean, it was in the Crime Watch page that it was multiple areas of Crosby.
And then they just stopped.
Wouldn't it be terrible to have exploding head syndrome while you were awake, too? You're just at work and boom!
It's like all of a sudden. That would be. I would not. Because it jars you, man.
Be a reason to go home. Take the day off.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Boss, my head exploded. I gotta go.
It's like, no, it looks okay to me. No, really. I don't think it would fly at my job.
I have a condition.
Yeah.
They don't even like when you get kidney stones.
Well,
I'm going to have one more cigarette, and I probably got to make my way out of here. Clouds wake up early.
You're going to go pick up Kel, right? Drop him off?
He's somewhere. I think he's over at Tookie's getting slammed up.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you might need to fetch him because we want a four-man booth.
I'll try. I'll pry him out of that bottle, and we'll get him over here.
So that sounds like we're going to take a break. Is that what we're saying? Or no?
I'm taking a permanent break.
A permanent break. Well, don't go too permanent for us.
We could take a break, and when we come back, we could open up the mirror.
Yeah, we could do that.
Put the Ouija board on it.
Ooh.
Say some hominous. Some hominous.
Does anybody
every time
want
to talk about it? Look what happens.
Does anybody want to try the Ouija board? Is anybody interested in that?
Has anybody messed with a Ouija board before? Like, seriously? It's been a long time. So you did, like, a seance type experience?
Yeah, you hang out with your older sister whenever she's in high school and they're into that kind of
They've been watching too much of The Craft or something.
Yeah. I bind you, Nancy.
From hurting yourself and hurting other
I watch clowns. The Craft a lot, too, but for different reasons, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
All right.
These chicks were all hot.
Oh, boy.
We still are.
All right. All right, we're going to take a short break while Cigarettes goes finds Kale. And then if somebody wants to do the thing, then they can.
I'll do it. I'll DDT this sucker.
All right. All right, cool. I'll film it, too.
Yeah.
I'll bring out the camera if we're going to do that.
I'm going to jump off the building. We're going to go ECW style.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pull a new jack on this thing.
Ricky on the roof style.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll be back with some...
oh, you don't jump off then, right?
Some demon contacting action.
Good night.